Yo, 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 it's your boy. I'm back, Big Noonie Cat with the Big Noonie Cat Cushion Coffee Show. Y'all know we about to go in. Listen, I always say it, and I'm going to continue to say it. I appreciate y'all listening to my motivational speeches. I appreciate y'all going out and actually getting on Spotify, getting on Apple Podcasts, getting on Google Podcasts, Apple iTunes, all that. Eight major platforms we own, and I appreciate everybody that listens. Today, y'all, I want to talk about valuing yourself. You got to value yourself, okay? And I got a lot to say about this one here, so you're gonna have a lot to hear about this one here. But I just want you to get something out of what I'm saying. Like I tell everyone, I aspire to inspire, and that's what I love to do. I love to make money too. If a person tells you they don't love to make money, then that's, you know, that's pure BS. But I love to make money, and I love to inspire people. So this is why we're doing this today, because a lot of people I've been seeing, they're not really valuing themselves, including myself. And like, I had to take a step back and realize who the F I am. I had to realize who the F I am. And when I did that, the clarification of a lot of things that I've been doing, clarification of a lot of stuff that's been going on, like, kind of hit me like, hey, man, you got more value than you are actually putting on to yourself. So I had to come put it down on y'all. Like, value yourself. You know what I mean? Because people won't value you until you actually start valuing yourself. Alright? And I want y'all to hear me say that again. No one will value you until you start valuing yourself. Give you an example. Me starting to value myself. The day I said, check it out, it's your favorite ex-drug dealer. Y'all know what it is. Ex-drug dealer. I'm still your favorite, but I'm just not a drug dealer no more. That was one of those things that I had to value myself to look for something better to do in life. For myself, with myself, and unto myself. You feel me? So that was one of the main things I had to do, which was value myself. Me valuing myself made it all the more easier for me to start living in the right direction. It made it all the more easier for me to start doing good, not just for myself, but for others. And I'm on Bigo Live right now with this, you feel me? Podcast, Big Noonie Cat Cushion Coffee Show, Bigo ID, Big Noonie Cat. It's always Big Noonie Cat. It's always Big Noonie Cat. But I had to start valuing myself. And the second I started valuing myself, that was the second I said, man, I'm not finna be selling dope all my life. I'm not finna do this. I'm not. You know why? Because there's really no value in it for me. And that just showed me that I really didn't value myself. You feel me? I really didn't value myself because it's a shit. If I was valuing myself at that point in time, I wouldn't have been doing what I was doing, getting nowhere. It seems like you're going somewhere. You got a lot of money. You got a lot of broads. You got a lot of so-called friends. But once all that's gone, you have no value for them. Once you go to doing bad. Have a bad month with selling dope or something like that. Have a bad month with something you ain't supposed to really have going on that really brings no value to you. And see your friends, they move like flies. Like, it ain't no more shit for them here. So they out their own. It ain't no more nutrients. Ain't no more value for them in this in your situation. So they go. But if you're the shit, them flies come. You know what I mean? Them flies come and they want to eat off you because you're the shit. But you're really not the shit because you're not valuing yourself, because you could be doing something better with your life to where the flies that actually come are better flies. You know what I mean? The flies that you actually want to come. And that's and that goes to say, when I tell people all the time, do your shit. Do your shit to the best of your ability. Because once you do your shit, the flies will flock. But these flies that's going to flock to you, these are good flies. So value yourself and do your shit. I had to quit selling dope. That was one of the main things I had to do in order for me to see any value in what I'm actually doing now, which I'm a Wild Tribe leader, TLF leader, motivational speaker, inspiring person, like whatever you want to call me. That's what I had to do. I had to stop doing what I was doing to make that value of myself come out. You understand? So the moment I stopped selling dope, I seen value in myself, because it was like doors started opening for me. So I went to taking better care of myself. I went to taking better care of my craft. I went to taking better care of the things I actually know I wanted to do in life, the things I want to accomplish in life. I started focusing on those things more, you know. And once I started focusing on those things a lot more, I went to feeling the value of myself. I went to doing better for myself. And now, let me tell y'all, feeling the value of yourself and for yourself is something that no man nor woman can give you, nor thing can give you. The only person can give you that feeling of actually valuing yourself is you. You're the only person that really matters in the end. So make sure you value yourself from the beginning to the end. You know, I'm 35 years old. It took me 33 years, almost 33 years to actually start valuing myself and the things that I actually wanted to do. I actually was put on this earth to do. And here's the funny thing about that. Everyone has greatness inside of them, but you have to value yourself enough to want that greatness to shine through over what everybody tell you you are. Everybody might tell you that, yeah, you just this and you just that and you just whatever. And if you take them, especially the negative ones that's in your life, if you take what they say your value is, then that's what your value will be. But if you actually take upon yourself to show yourself that you're more valuable than what a person says you are, that's when real change comes in your life. That's when real happiness starts to evolve inside of yourself. So you have to value yourself to be happy with yourself. I had to value myself. I used to wake up every morning like thanking God that ain't nobody kick my dough in. Police wise, robbers, whatever you want, whatever situation that can come with the situation I was in, I had to not, I had to basically take myself from that situation and put myself in another situation, a better situation, to actually see the value of what I was doing here as opposed to what I was doing there. I had no value then. You know, my value was a couple of pounds, like 10 pounds, and, you know, or a couple ounces of cocaine, or a couple ounces of Molly, or a couple of thousand pills. Like, that's no value. That's not real value. That's not. People value that more than what you would even believe, but that is not real value. Just because this man over here down the block got 50 bricks don't mean he the richest man in the world. He probably actually the poorest man in the world, because he doesn't value himself. He doesn't see himself doing something better than what he's actually doing. And that's where we go wrong at. We think because we've been put in a situation, this is what it is. And that's not what it is. That's the most degrading thing to think of yourself. That you have to live your circumstances. You don't have to live your circumstances. Value yourself, dream big, get yourself out of them circumstances by going with your dreams. One of my dreams was to actually be able to speak to the world about what I've been through in life, what I've done in life, and what I plan on doing in life. And it took for me to actually start valuing myself to actually even get to that point. Started valuing myself, I quit selling dope. Made my mama the happiest person on earth, I'm sure of it, before she died. Because before she died, she got to see her oldest son start to be and start to blossom into what she always said he could be. He just needed to take the time and realize that he could be that. Now, what kills me about that is she's not seeing where I'm at right now. And where I'm at right now is 30 to 50 to 100 times better than where I was. But you know what? I'll take that because she values me. I value me. And the value of me has skyrocketed. It's skyrocketed. I used to, you know, not too long ago, I was just thinking to myself, I'm just regular like everybody else. You know, I'm just this and I'm just that. I didn't really see the value in myself to even tell myself I'm regular like any and everybody else. I'm not regular like anybody else, and everybody else feel for themselves. I'm not. At this point in time in my life, my value to me right now, I know for a fact is I'm a hot commodity. I know this for a fact because I started valuing myself and I started seeing this for myself. You're a hot commodity. You're inspirational. When you do what you do your shit and you do your shit well. You love everybody that comes across your path, whether they love you or not. You're a hot commodity. You are that guy. Make sure you make yourself believe that you're that dude. Because if you're not going to believe that you're that dude, nobody else is going to believe that you're that dude. You feel me? If you're not going to believe that what you do is valuable to you and everybody else, then it's not going to show on the outside. When I started believing that I had more value than what I was actually putting out, it started shining through and I didn't even really notice it. It took me a situation or situations to actually realize my value. It took for some of the people around me, the good people around me, to help me realize that, hey, man, quit playing with these low-level people that's not trying to do what you're trying to do and value yourself. Don't allow them to tell you you're not worth what you know you're worth. So I had to start valuing myself. I had to start doing things like listening to Les Brown in the morning to create morale within my own conscience, to create more morale within my own soul, my own spirit. Like, I had to start doing things that I wasn't doing, or basically replacing bad habits with good habits to value myself. And I've been doing that on a daily and creating more value in myself, for myself. So that way, when I speak to the world, I'm not speaking to the world out of inexperience. I'm speaking to the world out of experience. And I'm valuing myself. You understand? Value yourself. That is one of the main things in life that school won't teach you. If you got a mom and your dad, they should teach you that. Definitely your mom. You know, if you're a guy, your mom teaches you the value of you. If you're a girl, your dad teaches you the value of you by the way they talk to you, by the way they treat you, by the things that they do for you. They're teaching you value if you're actually paying attention. That's why when, for example, a lot of people, you know, y'all done been to school. Y'all know people pick on you and stuff like that. No matter how beautiful you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, it doesn't matter. People are going to pick on you. But when you go home and tell your mama or you tell your daddy, such and such said this and that about me, what's the name did this and that to me, they automatically tell you, don't worry about what they say about you, because their opinion of you does not matter. Your opinion of you matters the most. So if you feel like you for example, a hood nigga, and that's all you gonna be, then that's all you gonna be. That's your value. That is your value. But if you think that you can be more than just a hood nigga, go for it, because you can be. You can value yourself. If you think that the stripper pole is your life and you can't do any better, you need to reevaluate yourself. Because the mind is more powerful than anything on earth. Why you think we can only use a percentage of it? Start valuing yourself and start using more percentages of your mind. Because it all starts here. Value starts here in your mind. It starts in your mind. It doesn't start anywhere else but in your mind. And then what your mind perceives for yourself, your heart believes in yourself. Did y'all get that? Did y'all get that? What your mind perceives in yourself is what your heart believes of yourself. V-Baby, which the Daddy Baby, which is in the comments right now. And again, I'm on Bigo Live. She says, who you see yourself is who others see you as. I love that. However you see yourself, that's how others are going to see you. No lie. When I come online, or when I'm just next to a person, I don't have to be online to see myself as this. I do this in real life. The same way I am online is the same way I am offline. And people, and it shows. People know it, and it shows. So I value the things that I do because I value myself. I value the things that I do because I value myself. Value, man, y'all don't even understand. Don't get me to preaching and teaching this thing, but that's what I came to do anyways. But listen, start doing things for yourself as opposed to always doing things for others. Because if you're not right within, how can you help anybody else get right within? If you're not moving up, how can you help someone else move up? When you're stuck still, looking like Boo Boo the Fool, trying to tell somebody which way to go, and you can't even go that path yourself because you don't know it. You hear me? If you don't know where to go, how can you tell someone else where to go? That's one of my main things. That's why I started valuing myself, because I've always been a leader of, like, my little clique that I had I was running with at the, you know, one point in time. They ask me the questions. I pay for everything. All that good stuff that comes with being a leader, even out of your friends. I've always been that one. I'm the first one they call when there's trouble. I'm the first one they call when they heartbroken. I'm the first one they call when all this is going on. I'm the first one they call. So I had to be a better me to even be able to deal with them. Doing wrong or doing right, they always came to me, because even they saw value in me that at that point in time, I really didn't see it. I used to be like, man, why didn't they keep calling me, man? Why they keep calling me? Like, I know it all. Truth be told, they looked up to me and they felt like, and still feel like, I know a lot. If not, I know it all. And I don't know it all. And I don't know enough, but I know enough to get myself and to get my people headed in the right direction. Daddy's baby says, value everything that you can do and give to yourself so others will value what you do and give them. Oh man, she is killing it. Value everything you can do and give to yourself so others will value what you do and give them. She said a mouthful right then. I repeat this. You can't give somebody something that you don't have in yourself. How can you give somebody advice about something that, one, you've never been through, you know, or don't have experience around the situation? And two, how can you give somebody value of something that you know damn well. You hear me? You know damn well that you can't, you don't even value yourself in that way to give somebody else. Daddy's baby say, car can't go without gas, and you dead right. If somebody gassing you up with that 87 and you require jet fuel, obviously they're holding you down. They don't value you the way you value you. So you have to value yourself so you won't even get tried in a situation like that right there. You feel me? They won't even look twice at you when you're trying to actually go forward, because they know they can't stop you. They know they can't slow you down. They know there's really nothing they can do with you but sit there and watch you. Now, they can always start value themselves and come with you, but if they're not gonna do that, then guess what? You just might have to move on, because you know your value is way more than what they're actually treating you. You have to move on. You can go there, and we can go there with relationships, for the ladies and for the guys, especially for the ladies. If you know for a fact that he ain't no good, you know for a fact that he ain't no good, why would you allow yourself to continue to be with somebody that's not going to value you? Because you already know he ain't no good. If you know he ain't no good, you know the outcome will never be good. No matter how bad your mind tells you you want it, because that's what's telling you that, because your heart's hurt. Your heart's not telling you, hey, I want this dude. That's not your heart, because he's hurting that. Your heart's more so telling you, I don't want to deal with this no more. But your mind is so fixated on having that person, maybe because he's the popular person, or because he's got money, or because whatever reason, maybe his sex is good, whatever reason it is, it's not valuable enough for you to actually be hurting you. You understand what I'm saying? It is not valuable enough for you to be hurting you. Your heart is covered in skin. It's covered in muscles, and it's even got bones around it. That means there's a lot protecting your heart. A lot. So don't allow something so minuscule to come just tear it apart. Value yourself. Value yourself. Start doing things differently. And if the people that say they value you are not on board with you bettering yourself, then guess what? That's your value to them. That's how much they value you. If that guy will go out and do what he does right after hurting you, then guess what? He don't value you. So you have to start valuing yourself to see the value of yourself. You understand what I'm saying? I had to start valuing myself to see the value of myself. And it's like, it spreads like wildfire. Once you start, you never want to stop being a better person. You never want to stop doing the things for you that's going to get you where you want to be, where you need to be. If you continue to allow people to tell you your value, whatever greatness you have in you, you will not accomplish, because you will never reach that greatness. Because people told you this. People like, hey, yeah, you can't do that. You can't do this. And you believed it. Don't be that type of fool. That is a fool. Value yourself, because your value is above everybody else's. And that's how you should feel. And if you don't feel like that, maybe you need to go back and listen to a few of my podcasts, because that's how you should feel. If you're not feeling like you're the best person in the world to be with, to be around, to know, then you're not valuing yourself the way you need to value yourself. Example, some talks and stuff, they was like, You know, he think he this, he think he that, he think he better than da 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 da. No, I don't think I'm this. I don't think I'm that. I know I am. You know why I know I am? Because I made sure that I took the made value for myself. I made sure that I did the things I needed to do to better myself. It's just that simple. So, what a person's opinion of me, especially when it's bad or good, it does not matter to me because I know me. I know my heart. I know the things that it's been through. I know the things that it's capable of. And I know that because I started valuing myself and started being there for myself. Did y'all get that one? Did y'all hear that? Did you hear that? I started being there for myself. I didn't need anyone else to be there for me. I needed to be there for myself. If I didn't be there for myself, how could I expect anyone else to be there for me? Huh? If I can't help me, how can I help you? You got to start helping you first. Then you can help someone else. That's why when I tell my people, because, you know, I'm TLF, I'm Wild Tribe. I tell my people all the time, listen, I got you. When it comes down to doing what we're doing, I got you. You know why I got you? Because I know what I'm doing. I made it my business to know what I'm doing. And guess what else? Guess what else? I made sure I had value in me so I could show you the value I have for you. You understand that? Listen, I could go on all day long about valuing yourself. And I damn near plan on to, but I'm not. I'm only give you a few minutes of valuing yourself because it's not hard to start doing. Start replacing habits. Start doing things that are going to allow you to win and stop doing things that are stopping you from winning. Well, Rashay, how do I value myself? Big Noonie Cat, how do I value myself? Go look in the mirror. Whatever you feel like you don't like in yourself, make yourself love it. Here's the thing. And for the ladies, you know, and the guys, new sneakers are not your value. Nails, lashes done, hair done, that is not your value. You wasn't born with any of that. Self-love. Daddy's baby says self-love across the screen. Correct. Love yourself. Love yourself. I became a host for Bego, like, I don't know, a week or two ago, maybe 3 weeks now, like beginning of the month, basically. And this is the fourth month, 24th day, 2020. And once I became a host, because before I became a host, I wasn't really valuing myself like that. I'm not going to lie. And this is, you know, this is the true story. I was bushy as hell. My face was just all bushy and stuff. I was just like, I'm just going to grow it. I don't care. But then when I got the hosting job, right before I got the hosting job, I said to myself, man, I got to take this stuff to a new level. And I can't be coming online looking like who the fuck did it and why. I cannot come online looking at that because nobody's going to take me seriously if I'm not taking myself seriously. Who's going to take me seriously if I'm not taking myself seriously? Nobody. Nobody's going to take you seriously if you're not taking yourself seriously. So you know what I did? I cut my little man fro off my face. I cut my little man fro off my face. And that same day, I had all the little girlies like, ooh, you looking good today. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yep. Go me. I'm like, go me. You know, because I did that because I know that this is something I needed to do. Not for everyone else around me, but for me. I needed to cut this shit off my face so I could feel good for me. So that way when I come online, I don't expect to get, oh, he's cute and da da da. But I damn sure won, and I damn sure was not expecting it. You feel me? I was not expecting it. You know what I mean? I wasn't betting on it, but I was not expecting it. Because I value myself, and I know I'm a handsome guy. I know I got a lot of good shit to say, especially nowadays. So that's what I dress for my part. Dress for the occasion. And when I say dress for the occasion, it's just not like physically clothes. Like they say in the Bible, put on that suit of armor. I had to put on my suit of armor. I had to put on my suit of armor. Like, this is you. This is who you are. And I kept that suit on. I'm never taking that suit of armor off. You know why? Because my value is in that suit of armor. That's my value. And it's growing. I'm going to make sure it grows. That's one of my main things. I will make sure that I grow my value within myself. Because if I grow my value within myself, it's going to shine on the outside. You can't touch me when it comes to telling me who I am, what I am, and what I aspire to be. You can't tell me nothing. Ain't that what Kanye West said? You can't tell me nothing. You know why you can't tell me nothing? Because I know who I am now. I treasure myself. I value myself. I do things for myself. That's why I started a podcast. I needed to do this for myself to get my voice out. You know, I go back and listen to my podcast all the time to get something out of it. Y'all don't believe that, huh? I go back and listen to my podcast at least 2 or 3 times a day. I pick one out that I'm feeling and I listen to it. You feel me? Daddy Baby said, if nobody likes it, let them go. They not your people. If they don't like what you're doing to better yourself, they're not your people. They're not your friends. They're not your family. They're absolutely nothing to you but a hindrance. That's why I had to say no more to a lot of people. I had to start doing more for me. Again, because if I can do more for me, then I'll be able to do more for other people. Because the value of it will shine all the way through. Value yourself. Value yourself. That's what really matters. You valuing yourself. Because if you don't do it, no one else will. No one else will value you if you don't value yourself. That's one of the main things I want to get across to everyone. Value yourself. Because if you don't, how can you expect anybody else to? If you don't have a guidelines to how you want to be treated, then you'll be treated any kind of way. You're not going to treat me any kind of way. If I'm not treating me any kind of way, what you think gives you or anybody else the right to treat me any kind of way? It'll never happen. I would never allow anyone else to treat me any kind of way because they can't see my value or they think I have no value when I know for a fact I'm great. I am greatness waiting to be seen, heard, whatever you want to go with it. That's what I am. If you're not thinking about that about yourself, then maybe you should go back to the drawing board, look in that mirror, and value what you think is wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm a slim guy. And I used to, you know, I ain't always been a slim guy. It was one point in time when I came from prison. I was a little bit bigger than, you know, went to jail a few times and da 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 da. And, you know, I kept some weight on me. But you could tell I was valuing myself because I was lifting weights. I was big. You know, I was doing this and I was doing that. And keep in mind that I'm back to lifting weights and stuff now. Actually, I'm doing my calisthenics first. Blowing up my chest and all that good stuff. They'll make a big chest boy. What we used to say when I was in prison, I need an ass on my chest. So that's what I'm starting to do again. I'm starting to work out some more, gaining my weight back because I value me. My health, I value me. My mind state, I value me. My heart, I value me. Man, I ain't had no girlfriend in so long. It don't make no sense because I value me. And nobody actually seems to value me the way I value me. Therefore, I can only be with me. Did y'all get that? No woman will tell me my value. You know why? Because I know my value. And if you're not going to treat me to my value, you're not going to be with me. You're not going to see me. You can get some inspirational words from me, but that's all I got for you. That's it. That's all I got for you. Because I value me too much to allow you to destroy me and destroy anything that made me. Because here's the thing, people. The only person that makes you who you are is you. And the man above. However y'all choose to believe, whatever y'all choose to believe. That's who and what makes you, you. So start valuing yourself, man. Start doing things for yourself, man. Start looking in the mirror and liking what you think you don't like about yourself. Oh, somebody say, oh, I'm bald. They always calling you bald headed. So that's how God made me. And guess what? I'm perfect in his eyes. I have to be perfect in mine. Everybody was made perfect in the Creator's eyes. You know? That's why he made you. If he didn't make you perfect in his eyes, you wouldn't be here. You'd still be on the drawing board. And guess what? If you're listening to this, if you're watching this, you're here. That means he made you perfect in his eyes. It's basically up to us to be those perfect people. Now, don't get it twisted. There's no perfect man. If there is, show me one. There's no perfect woman. If there is, show me one. Not since what the Bible says. You feel me? Not since what the Bible says. So don't think that because it's telling you, you know, you're not perfect, that you can't strive to be perfect. That is the whole thing. That is the whole point of, that's one of the, if not the point, one of the points in life, you living your best life, being your best you. You can't live your best life if you're not your best you. And you got to value yourself to become your best you, to live your best life. Motherfuckers running around here with all this money, doing all this and doing all that, but ready to commit suicide because they don't believe in themselves. They don't value themselves. And if they don't value themselves, do you think they value you? No, they're not allowed to value you because they don't know how to value you, because they don't even know how to value themselves. You can't tell me that you know how to drive, right? And you're going to teach me how to drive. But we get in the car and your ass wreck us because you don't know how to drive. How can you teach me how to drive when you don't know how to drive your damn self? Value yourself so you can lead somebody into driving. Value yourself so you can teach somebody how to drive. I had to start valuing myself so I could teach people, especially people in my network, people around me, family, friends, how to value themselves. It's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. And here's the hard part about it. Being consistent. Anything you do in life, in order for it to actually work, prosper, or be where you want it to be, you have to be consistent with it. You have to consistently value yourself. Every day before you do start your day, do something that puts value in yourself. Before you go to sleep at night, do something that puts value in yourself and start watching yourself change within yourself. Because people see it. You may not think they looking, but they're looking. They want to know. They see it. If you see it, trust me, the outside world sees it even more. That's one thing I had to learn. That is one thing I had to learn, y'all. That I was not really, I was seeing it, but the world was seeing it more. So they now they watching harder to see if I flop, to see if I fail, or to see if I actually be successful at what I do. You know what? You know why I'm so confident? When I come online, when I say what I say, I'm so confident because I believe in me. I value me and I believe in me. Therefore, you, whatever you say, bounces right off of me and hits you back in the face. Nah, 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 boo, boo. Nah, 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 boo, boo. You feel me? So value yourself, man. Start doing things every day. Little things. Take baby steps until you can start walking. And when you start walking, learn how to run. And when you learn how to run, get in your goddamn spaceship and fly that bitch out of Earth. And shoot for the stars. Because even if you miss, you'll still land on the moon. You're not on Earth no more. You're not with the rest of them. And you can't fall back down to the rest of them unless you choose to. I choose to value myself and shoot for the stars. I choose to help people actually shoot for their stars. If you want to be a star, you got to be where the stars are. And to be where the stars are, you have to know how to get there. And knowing how to get there starts with valuing yourself, doing for yourself, figuring things out with or without someone's help for yourself. The good people in your life, they're going to help you to the fullest. Shout out to Damien Love for helping me through amazingly tragic times, amazingly tragic situation, amazingly flaw-ass situation. Like, shout out to that guy right there. Because if it wasn't for him, and this is a good person. Now, there's good people in life that sees your value even if you can't see it. Shout out to him for seeing the value in me that I couldn't really see in myself. That's pushing me to see, like, when that man pushed me so hard, sometimes I be cussing and minding some more stuff. Listen, I cuss my dog out quick, but then I sit my butt down and be like, you know what? He's not like any of my other friends or my regular friends or whatnot. He only wants to see me do great things. He sees value in me. And I took that and I ran with it. And I'm going to continue to run with it. Shout out to my mentor, Damien Love, y'all. So value yourself. Be there for yourself. Love yourself. Every inch of yourself. There is nothing on you that is not supposed to be there on you. Trust that. Trust that. But here's the thing. Whatever you have, it's supposed to grow. Whatever you're creative or artistic or musical or whatever it is, it's supposed to grow. And you're supposed to grow it. Every day, work on your craft. Every day, work on yourself. Every night, believe in yourself before you go to sleep. Wake up in the morning knowing that you're doing better than what you was doing yesterday. Did y'all hear me on that one? Daddy's baby say, if it's not growing, it's dead. It's a lot of dead people out here right now, believe it or not, because they don't value themselves and they don't see themselves going anywhere. They say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. No, you can't teach an old dog that don't want to learn new tricks. The minute you stop wanting to actually learn, that's the minute you die in this earth. A lot of us die at the age of 21 and don't even know we dead. Did y'all hear me? A lot of us die at the age 21 and don't even realize that we're dead. Can't figure out why we can't advance in life. Can't figure out why this isn't working, why that didn't work, why that relationship wasn't working. And you loved him so much, or you loved her so much, because you're not valuing yourself. Value yourself and you'll see that you're better than what people tell you you are. Value yourself and you will see that the ones that are telling you you're not worth this, you're not worth that, they was lying to you. You know why? because they probably seen the potential in you, but they didn't want it to get out because whatever hold they had on you, they would lose that hold. And that's all they had on you, is that hold. So they could use you, abuse you, and tell you that you're not valuable. Listen to me, my people. Wild Tribe, TLF, the regular people, whoever is listening to this, your value is far greater than anyone allows you to actually think, besides the people that are pushing you to be the best you. I tell people all the time, I'm a big ass flirt. I am. I'm the biggest flirter in the world. I'm charismatic with it though. And I'm about my motherfucking money. The flirting stops here. The money starts there. Simple as that. The flirting stops here. The inspiration starts there. I never go past my boundaries. And if I do, I'm a big enough man to come back and say, hey, I'm sorry. This is what I was supposed to be. This and that, whatever. You feel me? Value yourself enough to know you deserve better than what you've been getting, what people have been telling you that you should, that you deserve. Value yourself to be your greatest you. That's the only way you can help make this world a better place. You have to make yourself a better place. You have to make yourself a better place. That little person that's living inside you, you got to nurse them, feed them, grow them. Because if you're not going to be the one to take the stand for yourself, there will never be a stand for you. I've been standing for myself for almost 2 years now. And you think that I'm going to allow anything, anybody, or any situation to knock me off of what I got going on? I'm sorry to tell you, but you're a fool. Because I value myself way too much for whatever anyone tells me that's basically downgrading me or belittling me or making me feel like I'm not that dude. I'm that M&F'n dude, and you can't tell me anything different because I value me. I take in full the value of me. I don't even play about me. And if I don't play about me, guess what that means? I don't play about the people who love me. That's value. Because I don't play about me, and the people who love me, I can actually show that I don't play about them either. You know why? Because I know their value. Even if they don't know their value, I see something in others that they may not see in themselves. Just like someone seen something in me that I didn't see in myself, I make sure I see people as what they should be, could be, and not as what they are. Because if you look at a person as of what they are, then they'll never be what they should be or could be because you don't see it. And if you don't see it, how can you show somebody else it? You know what I mean? How can you show somebody what they actually really are if you don't know what you really are yourself? Hey, man, this is your boy, Big Nooney Cat, from the Big Nooney Cat Cushion Coffee Show. Shout out to everybody that came to listen in on this podcast on Big Oat Live. I got Beauty here. I got Daddy's Babies here. I got Yella here. I got Lennox B here. And everybody else that showed up, I appreciate y'all. TLF Wild Tribe, to the death of us. Value yourself. Love yourself. And be the best you for yourself. Because that's what's going to make the difference for the people around you. And with that note, I'm outie. 2020,000, yeah, feel me? Just making up my own words and shit, just bullshitting, man. I aspire to inspire. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for being here. I appreciate y'all for listening to this podcast. Check me out. I have the links out. And if you don't know what's going on, you need to get in tune with us, We Wild Tribe. Share, do good, and help others. And that's what we out here for. All right? Holla at your boy, Big Mooney Cat Cushion Coffee Show. Much love.